On Cornell University's Impacts of AI Week, technology that guides how we respond in conversations may have some negative effects. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Malte Jung, associate professor of information science, outlines them.
A rapidly growing array of AI tools such as ChatGPT and sentence completion promise us to become more productive and efficient. But these benefits come at a social cost. In two recent studies, we asked participants to interact with another person using a new messaging app we developed. The app allowed us to control which participants could use smart replies and which could not. We found that people use smart replies when given the opportunity, and that using them has benefits. They increase efficiency and make people appear more likable and cooperative. However, the more someone suspects another person to use them, the less likable and cooperative they tend to find them. They also perceive them as more dominant. So what explains this? Why are there both positive and negative effects? We believe that there are two things going on. On the one hand, smart replies impact our language. We know that smart replies generated with the Google algorithm tend to have a warm and friendly tone. Using them makes our messages more warm and friendly, and that in turn reflects back positively on us. On the other hand, we think that the negative side effects have something to do with people's suspicions about AI and with perceptions of authenticity and effort. We want others to make a genuine effort when they interact with us, and AI-generated language doesn't appear genuine. It's no question that the capabilities promised by AI are enticing and seductive, but understanding their social consequences is crucial before we let these machines speak on our behalf.
That was Malte Jung of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.